It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there in every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Fiona. On a business trip to Boston, I was once taken to see the Red Sox play at Fenway Park. That's baseball to the uninitiated, which is probably most of you, because you were just blank when I said that. And I was pretty blank about it. There were 38,000 very enthusiastic baseball fans and one confused Brit. I didn't know the rules. I didn't know the players, the ins and outs of the game, the subtleties. I felt I stuck out like a sore thumb. I wonder if you've ever been at an event where you felt you don't belong there. Maybe just you're wearing the wrong clothes, or maybe you're in the wrong age group, or you're just not part of that culture. What about when you come into church? I trust that you feel you fit in here, that you have a sense that you belong here. In that Bible reading that Fiona just read to us, Paul, the Apostle Paul, talks about the church as one body, the body of Christ. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but you can either be part of a body or not, but you can't be half in and half out. Not without being extremely uncomfortable and painful to the rest of the body. I wonder, though, if you can remember playing the childhood game Misfit. Sorry about the contrast on the screen. You know, that where you have to collect the cards of the body that fit together, get the matching parts. The wrong head or the wrong body or the wrong legs just look silly. They don't fit. They don't belong. When the Apostle Paul says there is one body, he means that it's a united body, that the parts belong together, that they fit together. Now, by nature, we're all misfits in the body of Christ. Our broken, sinful lives mean that we just don't belong there. We're unfit for God. But when we put our trust in Jesus, God clothes us with Christ's clothes. And the Spirit of God begins that internal work of transforming our lives, making us more and more Christ-like, making us fit in the body. Once we come and trust in Jesus, we do fit, even if underneath we're still works in progress. Of course, here in church on a Sunday morning, everyone's welcome. But coming to church doesn't make you part of the body of Christ. It's putting your trust in Jesus that makes you part of the body of Christ. So if you're only here for the coffee this morning, you're very, very welcome. But we wouldn't expect you to change to fit in with the body. But when you put your trust in Jesus, then you become part of the body. And God begins the process of changing you to be fit for that body. Unity in the body is something that we have to work at. In that reading, I don't know if you spotted it, Paul says, that we have to work at it in two places. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Without making an effort, a blue leg can quite easily revert back to being a red leg, say. And the church is no longer united. Without effort, we easily revert to our misfit ways. Later on in verse 12, Paul says that the purpose of word-based ministries, of preaching, teaching, evangelists and so on, is that unity comes as we mature in faith, as we receive God's word into our lives and let it transform us by his Spirit into Christ-likeness. So it's a simple step to become part of the body, just putting our trust in Jesus. But that's not the end of the story. God's Spirit will spend your lifetime transforming you more and more into the likeness of Jesus. But you must make every effort to maintain a unity with that body that you're part of. And then when we do all play our part, then even though we're still works in progress, then the world gets to see Jesus at work in us as we, his church, his body, do his work in his world. Let's pray together and then we're going to sing again.